build from the ashes. We live in a time where the streets reek of apikorsis and meanness. And it's within kuzel based medrash such as this, achsaniya shel Torah v'tefillah, bayis shemegadol bo Torah v'tefillah, where we fortify ourselves with pure, simple emunah. Mi lo nigudol, heilige sons of Zayda the Rechayim. There's accounts, there's recorded accounts, diaries of the Siddim. The Heilige Kedushas Yom Tov himself was a younger man, and he wanted to see the avoda of the Heilige Divrei Chaim, how the Divrei Chaim used to go shlofen, how he'd go to sleep at night. And he would look through, the Divrei Chaim lived on the first floor apartment, it was possible to clamber up a few feet to see through the window to give a peek. And the Kedushas Yom Tov said he was holding on to this windowsill all night, and it was a machze to behold. The Divrei Chaim would say Krishna. And he would say Krishna, the ganze Krishna, and then he would say, every night he would say Animam. Animam. And he would start off, Animam, Bemin Shleimer, Shehaboy Burechi, Himanig Abriam, Himanig, L'chol Abriam, V'hun Levadoi Usa, V'Oisa, V'Yasa, L'chol Amas. And he would say it over and over and over again, and he would question himself. Yocha, Animam, he claims, you believe? Yeah, really? For real? Taka? You're just saying it because it says in the Siddur. And you would say it over and over and over and over again. An imam, b'min shleim. And these chassidim that would look at the window would see how it would take hours to say an imam. He spent all night till he gives one Krishma Shal Shakris, such and Gitok, it was ready, the sun already had risen, and they had to go to Shakris. He wasn't able to sleep that night. This happened over and over and over again. What does it mean? Do I really believe? Did he really question himself? On simple tenets of faith of the Yid Gimel Ikrim? And the tenets is yes. The Heilige Lechavitch is Ukt. That they are the comparison between somebody who is an imam, somebody that doesn't believe in this whole story, never happened, like a Bible critic, never happened. There was no Torah Sinai. There's no Ribbono Shel Olam. It doesn't exist. Somebody like that who is not a Ma'amin, to compare him to somebody who is a Ma'amin, is not as stark in contrast to somebody who was a Ma'amin. Who's a Ma'amin? Who knows him? Do a Ma'amin Barosh, there's a Ma'amin in the Leif, and then there's a Ma'amin through the Averin, through the Kishkis, to your toenails. Every sinew and every bone in the body is a Ma'amin. So, the contrast between an Ainu Ma'amin, you can debate with him and you can talk to him and win him over. It's been done as we've seen in our generation. Einim Aminim have become the leaders of Klal Yisrael. They became Baal Tshuva and they lead us in their Emunah. But to compare an Einim Amin to a Ma'amin is not as much of a difference between somebody who's a Ma'amin in his head that says the words to somebody that's Ma'amin b'chol ramach ayvura v'shesu gidur. Doesn't drop the ball. That's a manimam ben minna shalayim. And to attain such levels of emunah is constant work. It begins in Kita Aleph, in the first grade, when we learn the Aleph base, and the rabbis teach us the story of Avraham Avinu and Lech Lecha and Vayayirun and Chai Surah and all those stories. That's the foundation. Plain, simple, foolish midrashim. But it doesn't stop there. A minna is something that we need to work on constantly. It's discussed by our greatest Rishonim. Somebody that goes through the Sefer Kuzri, his mind is blown away. It's all about a minna. The Rishonim discuss it to great detail and depth. It's something that needs to be worked on and studied constantly to attain higher and higher levels of Emunah. As the Yisod HaAvodah would say, what separates one tzaddik's avodah from another tzaddik's avodah is not how much he learns and how much he davens and how much sukkah he gives and how much he serves the Rebbeinu Shloimeh and how many good mornings he says. No. What separates one tzaddik from another is his level of Emunah. And that separates one yid from another. There's a simple question that can be asked and posed, and it has been, to Choshev Balabatim, Tamidim Chachomim, Rabunim, Dayunim, and many often a time, it's such a simple question, we all know the answer. However, it's very difficult for many of us to articulate that answer in plain English. The question is, if in the year of creation, 2448, there was an Amatan Torah, and the Eibishter peddled his wares, his Heilige Torah, and went round to all the nations of the world, and they slandered on his face, and we were the only ones that took him on, Naaseh v'nishma with beide hand, we were Kabul with the Zazizkeit, the Torah, but that was a very long time ago. What does that have to do with myself? Why am I mechuyev to keep something that was accepted thousands of years ago by our Zaydus and Boris? Let me describe the question with a Moshe. He had two good friends, Moshe and Yankel. Moshe, whatever he touched, turned to gold, and Yankel was a lo yutzlach. But they were best friends. And Moshe sees Yankel is struggling forever. Whatever he does, he just can't put food on the table. And Moshe turns to Yankel and he says, listen, I'm going to want to help you out. Make a cheshbon, how much your rent costs, how much is the mortgage, how much is your food bill, the electric bill, the gas bill, your basic necessities. And I'm going to cover, is it £5,000 a month? I'm going to cover it. And whatever you make on top of that is hakol reivach. And this arrangement went for years. And it comes the day that the good friend Moshe the Gevir passes on to the next world. And I'm asking you, your uncle comes after the day of the Shiva is over, and he comes to the children, and he says, this was the arrangement that we had with my dear friend, your father, and I demand that you continue this arrangement. They look at him and he says, listen, our father was a wonderful person, and we would look into it, but there certainly can't be any demands on us. Does he have the right to demand that this is his money, £5,000 a month? So you can look this up. This can be a real halachic shaila, whether al tittush terisim mecha, hilchus nedorim, al hilchus tzedoka, but many of us would feel that, no, there's no demands over here. It's not mine. Just because a father has taken upon himself an hugis duva toiv, is it incumbent upon generations later to do the same? Betoiris chiyuv? And the same thing could be asked. How many Abba Mises Bezdens are there? How many Lavim of Malkus are there? Did I sign up for it? Just of being born of a Jewish mother, a Yiddish mother. And the classic throwback answer that when you ask people this question is, what do you mean? All our neshamas saw you at Sinai. And that's absolutely true, yeah? You were there. Heilige Rav Shitzer Zayde used to say, the tzaddikim would say over that when somebody is in tune and comfortable with his own neshama, and he's cleaned all the schmutz off the neshama, you remember Mamet Hasina. Physically remember Mamet Hasina. It's in our neshamas. The Rav Shitzer Zayde used to say, he remembers who stood next to him by Mamet Hasina. Yes, we were there. However, to say that my neshama was there, if I didn't sign upon the dotted line to say amen, why is that? Even that being my neshama being there, why is that machayev me today? The teretz is very, very simple, and we all know the teretz. I'll just give you a moshul. I live today in Long Island in the Five Towns, where the whole neighborhood is cut through with the Long Island Railroad. Punct when you're rushing off to a shachris, the train goes through, the barriers come down, and you have to wait patiently. There's nothing that you can do for the 2 minutes, for the 3 minutes as the train goes through on street level, cuts across the road in front of you. Is it possible for a man to stand in front of the train if you were to dare him? There was a big, in the beautiful coffee room outside. If I was to dare Reb Chaskel to take his hand and for a fiver, put your hands in the samovar, in the chaynik, for a minute, could you do it?
Right.
We sure could. Yeah. We could. But why wouldn't any sane human being do so? Because we are consciously aware of the disastrous consequences. One of the ways we teach our children the dangers of heat is you let the 2-year-old child reach up once and once only for your tea. When he grabs the cup of tea, he instantly reflexively pulls it back. He's learned his lesson. Yediyah, knowledge is mechayev. Do you have the bechira to stand in front of the train? Unfortunately, people that have lost their minds have done it. But yediyah is mechayev. There's a very big talk amongst the Rishonim, amongst the Balei Machshava, and we are accustomed to have learned that malachim don't have a bechira. There are many proofs that malachim certainly do have bechira. It's worth it to look up the Gemara, beautiful Gemara, in Yirmiyahu Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara says to us, Nebuchadnezzar at that time, Achareyem el pnei Heichal Hashem, we would bow down to the sun, which rises in the east, and therefore we had our backs to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw to Pesukim in Yecheskel, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw to punish us. And he tells Malach Gavriel to take coals off the Mizbeach, and instead of doing so, he doesn't take directly coals off the Mizbeach. He asks the Kruvim, a different Malach, to pass him the coals. By doing so, he cooled off the coals. Then he took it in his left hand and he transferred to the right hand. In doing so, he cooled them off again. He was trying to protect Klal Yisrael. And when he comes up back to Shemayim, Mechayuhu b'shitin pulsa d'nira. Pulsa d'nira of pulses of light. They whipped him, they lashed him with 60 pulses of light. Why? Because he didn't follow the directives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the T. He had Bechir. So why is it do we know that Malachim don't have Bechira? For the same reason. For the same reason why you wouldn't put your hand in a hot water chaynik. Or you wouldn't drink Mr. Clean detergent. Because your yediyah of the disastrous consequences is mechayev of you not to do so. And when the Malachim see, and they stand before the Kisei Chavoida, and they see the Gewaldiges Chal Oyser Ritzoinai, and what happens to those that are over Ritzoinai, there's no question to have a Bechir. The Bechir is sort of taken away from them. It happened to say to us, Kufar Aleim Ha Kegigis, Atu Horesa Ladas, we were shown, once and once only, were the Jewish people shown to have a clear, concise understanding, Ki Hashem Hi Elokim Einu Imavadu. And therefore, Kuf Aleim Ha Kegigas, we were forced to be Mekabel the Torah, because there is nothing else but Torah in this world. Ein Oid. So Nishtu Epes Andish, Nor Du Bashefer. It's only when it was Anoichi Hasta Asta Esponai many years later, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his nisim through a hidden ways, when Hodor Kibluo Ba'ahava, we took it Ba'ahava, that means we were Mekabel, it was not forced upon us. Now we had our own understanding. Without it being shown to us, we had to seek it for ourselves. But we reached that understanding with clarity during the Mea Purim. So this world was built with Chukei HaTeva. We know that there's kinetic energy that comes through with that train. That if you stand in front of that train, they'll scrape you off the floor with a spoon. Chukei HaTeva. There's gravity. Whatever goes up must come down. The same chukim were created by Kodesh Baruch Hu in his spiritual world of Olam Haba. Exactly the same chukim. Can anybody tie against the Ribbono Shel Olam? I had the family of four. We live under the skyline of Manhattan, these huge skyscrapers, and he was washing the windows of the 54th floor. The strap gave way, and he fell to his death. Can anybody have tightness on the Ribbono Shel Olam? Say, why did you create this monster of gravity? How many lives did gravity take away? Innocent lives. Left Amunus and Yesoimim. Nobody thinks like that. Because that's the chukim of the Teva. Fire is hot, ice is cold. That's the way the Eibishter created the world. If you don't like the way the Eibishter created this world, create your own. Find your own place. Make your own rules. Nobody has tightness on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was there. We all accept it. This is the way the world works. You have to work within the gravity that Eibishter created. The same thing, the Eibishter created in the Shumas, that are going to be in this Anegal Hashem when the time comes of Olam Habo. Your health in Olam Habo is prescribed in Torah Shebikzav, in Torah Shebalpeh, in Divrei Chazal, and all the gzeiros that they made to keep us healthy. As the Chofetz Chaim writes in Agrim and the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean? V'chaye Olam Nuta B'Sechein. An everlasting life was planted within us. We have neshomas. And there's things that are detrimental, like drinking Mr. Clean, to our neshomas, and the things that are beneficial to our neshomas. Yeah, Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelik l'olam habo. But anybody that's been to the intensive care units have seen that somebody who is alive, yeah, he's alive. Because you see that there's a blip on the screen that goes up and down. It's not a flat line. Yes, he's alive. What type of life is this? Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelik l'olam habo. Everybody of us, every one of us is going to become to a chelik l'olam habo. But are you going to have hands and feet? Are you going to be able to see and smell, taste and enjoy? That's something else. For that there's a recipe. There's a recipe of Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebaalpeh, Ramach Eivurim, Shesugidim are all correspond to the Achloisa said. Everything is your spiritual health, nothing else. That's the way it works. Just like gravity. You can't fight it. The Bnei Shalom created this world in that same way. The Yediyah that gets passed on from generation to generation, Shalom Vichu V'yad Gedchu, when as little kids we asked our Zaydis, Ma'anishtana, and we were told the same terrors, what was told to our Zaydis and Bubbas when they were the same age. And now we're Mishibudim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam chose us to give us his Torah. And what would happen if you asked this question? As Ma'am Chazal says, Loima Uktze, Loima Duv Sheikh. There's many goyim in this world. They can get by in Zion Mitzvah B'nai Melech. I don't need this. I'm very perfectly happy without this. I want to opt out. I understand that there's Chukei HaTeva, but did I need all of this? Himmel Ha'em Torah Mitzvahs to be Mezakeri? Chavil Nish. I don't want it. And every generation has its most wealthiest person. You know, if it was Rockefeller, or if it was the Rothschilds, today there's a big competition between
Bezos,
the Gates, and those. So let's talk about, I don't want to say in front of Ruhn Kodesh and Nimon of Agoy, but if it was Billy that was giving over his Tzavur, Billy passes on to the next world, he's built himself an empire. Enkidik Musa, he's the wealthiest man. His son, Willie, was called by the lawyer for the reading of the will. He takes a bunch of his friends, he's a very young man, and they all go up and 22nd floor, and the lawyer sits him down on the armchair, pulls out the will, and starts reading, my dear Willie. As you know, I was very industrious in my lifetime. I was very, 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 very successful. And I want you to have everything I own. But it's not a good thing to just come to such grand wealth without any work. You have to do something to deserve it. And therefore, this is what I ask of you. I want you to get up from this chair, take the elevator, go down to the ground floor, jog around the block once, and then come back, sign your name on the dotted line, and it's all yours. And Willie blows a fit. He says, that old man, he was such a pagan his whole lifetime, and now even after his death, he's a gruesome Ludwig. What did he want from me? He had to do the shtick, the boot, I get up, and go down, and run, and blah, blah, blah. Nah, he's not doing it. He's not doing it. Shut up, boy, Michigan. You're Willie's best friend. You're standing next to him in the room, and you see this tantrum that he's throwing. He had to do this shtick on me. For what? What do you tell him? Willie, big deal. Get up. Go down. No, 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 no. So you practically, two of his friends, grab him by the armpits, drag him out of the chair, into the elevator, you go down, and you slap him. Go around the block, and then it's finished. Sure. As he's running around the block, he looks at the palm trees and the water and the things. Beautiful day, the birds are chirping, the sun is shining. He's enjoying this. And as they're coming around the fourth corner, come to the front door, he continues running and he continues running around. No, 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 he's very happy here. He's very happy here. It's a beautiful morning. He wants to stay and continue jogging. Tell you, tippish! You go back upstairs. It's all waiting for you. When the Sanhedrin saw somebody, and they were told by two kosher witnesses, this Moshe Yankel, we told him not to turn on the light anyway. We told him it was Shabbos and it was Skila, and he did it anyway. And the Sanhedrin turned to him, Rabbi Yankel. So he says, I'm not interested in the ganze Sache. When we have the idea, when a little child touches your hot tea, and he's not interested, he wants to touch the tea, would you let him do it? Yedia. Emuna, through your fingertips, through your toenails, is mechayev to every tag shel halacha. Sanhedrin will do him the biggest favor by taking him and being soikul. Because that is going to repair his neshama to be able to be nis'aneg al Hashem lo'olam habo. If one was to walk down the street and see a very young man pounding the chest of an old lady that's spread flat across the floor, lying across the floor, and she's clutching her handbag, and he's pounding her chest, you would call the police. Unless you knew he was doing CPR. He's doing her the biggest favor. He's going to break ribs. It's going to hurt. She's going to be alive. Teres is very simple. Atu horeisu l'das. As soon as somebody has the complete knowledge that every dova chazal, every dvar halacha, is for our benefits, for the health of our neshamas, It's something that we enjoy. You understand? You're tying your shoes anyway. Let me give you a mitzvah. It's all rigged. If we were to understand one moment, as if the Vilna the Gaon before Petirusai, he kissed his tzitzis. If we were to understand the schav, one string of a tzitzis, versus l'neitzach netzuchim, there's nothing in this world that can compare to the zizkeit of a mitzvah and tzitzis. We can't get enough of it. We won't be able to get enough of it. But they wish to help me. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yishalom Tzchureini, Shenizkeh V'nichyeh V'nireh, and we should see Ayin V'Ayin, V'Shiv Hashem Etziyam, V'Vul Etziyam Goyim, V'Mher V'Mayim Yom.
Amen. 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 Amen.